Rolling?
We are rolling.
Call meeting to order at 6:32. Everybody join me in saying the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Someday we'll look up.
Gloria, could you please do a roll call?
Before I start, can I say something?
Absolutely.
Please into your microphone. Lean forward, speak into them. That includes you, because I can't hear you. Okay, so pick it up and speak into them.
So have you listened to the tapes and they're not coming?
I don't want to do that for it.
Not good.
Well, that's good, isn't it? No, I get it.
Okay. You also, would you please speak into the microphone?
Directly into. Pick it up.
I did.
No. With the exception of a few, they're not here. But I can't hear either one of you, okay? Just wanted to let you know that.
Hi, Miss Morgan. We're in order right now, so we're just starting the roll call.
Hi, Morgan. It's very wet out.
You ready?
Ready.
Okay. Commissioner Chase is absent. Commissioner Carver?
Here.
Commissioner Plikas?
Here.
Commissioner Barlow?
Here.
Commissioner Stover is absent. Commissioner Beaupre is absent. Commissioner Mathewson?
Here.
Commissioner Hillman?
Here.
Commissioner Stone?
Here. Adjustments to the agenda? Anybody have anything they want to move around? I think it's in pretty decent shape. Remarks from the public regarding items on the agenda. Remarks from the public. To consider and act on a motion to approve the regular meeting minutes of April 17th, 2024.
So moved.
Mr. Mathewson seconds.
Any discussion?
No.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Motion carried. Recreation Director's Report.
I will bring to your attention that the construction on the columns at the large pavilion started today. And they are planning to be wrapped up before the end of next weekend with the repairs to the columns. I was there this afternoon with John Carlson. We actually, unfortunately, have rentals Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this weekend. So the area that they have jackhammered out, all the cement around each of the poles, they will be fencing off. The picnic tables have been brought to the middle of the concrete pad, and you know, it's unfortunate that it has to be that way, but we'll make the best of it. The high school actually is using it Friday night for something, I'm not quite sure what, and then there's 50 people Saturday and another 60, 70 or so on Sunday.
Do you think you should reach out to these parties just to let them know what's going on?
Yeah, I'm going to do that tomorrow. Now that I see how they're doing it, they wanted to fence off the entire pavilion so it couldn't be used, and I said that wasn't acceptable. The deal was when you were doing it, you'd fence off only what you were doing. So they'll have the column, if this table was the column, they had fencing on both sides of it, and the inside would still be available for use. So. For the most part, it's either going to be they'll use it and they'll be fine, or just give them their money back.
Yeah, okay. I think we should give them that option.
Other than that, I don't want to prolong this any longer. We've got some busy work to do tonight, so with the...
Yeah, the tiny robot, I actually went and saw that.
Oh, you did? Yeah.
I did. Yeah. We were up there for a mix of the sticks, and Matt was up there. So he took me up into their the storage area where the garage, tractors are and the truck is. Yep. And there's not much to it. It's pretty small.
Yeah, it's very small. It's actually the smallest of the three we looked at, if I recall. And the paint savings so far has been incredible.
Yeah, he said that. He said it was great.
Yeah.
And the labor also. And,
yeah, they probably won't have to even buy paint next year because they have enough.
I finally got a firsthand look at the lack of storage space they have. So, I mean, the next Public Works meeting, we need to press John to get his building built up there. So.
Yeah, last time I was up there with John and they were digging test pits, they found a lot of ledge, unfortunately, so they have to reorient the building so that it can fit up there, maybe even resize it so that they're not dealing with as much ledge as there currently is up there. So that's it that I have.
Yeah, and the I don't want to prolong this, but did you make out okay with the in-kind services for the carnival?
Yes, that was Monday night at the council meeting. You know, unfortunately, it was on the same night as the discussion about the dog pound. So it took forever. 9:30, it was still here.
But there was no cuts?
No, there was no discussion about it at all, which is the first time in like 5 years. I think they've kind of just gleaned over it.
And then I did see there's a potential for a new program on here, which is interesting. So I think I'm going to start posting the director's report on the website with the agenda, because I've questioned multi, you know, nobody gets to see this except us. So it's information, you know, why not share it with the public? Because we don't necessarily talk about every single thing on here. So I don't know. Anybody see any problem with doing that? There's nothing secret on here.
With the minutes, alongside the minutes, or?
So have you ever looked at the planning and zoning? They have an agenda, and then they have meeting materials. They just have a little section where you can post. So that's kind of, you know, this is good information that we don't really share with the public.
No.
So I didn't see a problem with that, so. You know, we could try it and see if we get any feedback on it. So, any questions about the director's report? All right, report from finance. I didn't see anything on there except I know last meeting we voted to take $25,000. From the
special revenue account.
Special revenue, and that doesn't look like that's going to happen right now. So, that's just kind of going to be delayed. We'll talk a little bit more about it when we get to the community center discussions. Any questions on the report from finance? June newsletter.
Yeah, so the first thing up would be the community tag sale at the community center. getting a lot of response for it. I'll have to put an ad into the newspapers to let folks know that are not in Montville that it's happening. And, of course, the carnival, farmers market, all those large events are coming right up, so those are in there. Farmers market page looks real nice. Thank you. Councillor Kate Southard. I do have about 20 of the poster size of the band concerts that if you know of a place that we could put one up into their store window, let me know. I'll probably just go around myself and drop a few off. I've got some up here in the building at the community center as well. But there's certainly, I'm also dropping one off at Rand Whitney. More or less of a thank you, so they can see their logo on there. The logo I got on there now is not the one they sent me a couple of years ago. I got that one actually off their website. Their other one was kind of long, similar to Mohegan Sun's, and I couldn't quite fit it in there without squishing Mohegan Sun, so I used a shorter version of it. I hope they don't mind. Other than that, we are rocking and rolling. If you see anything that we want to add or subtract, just give me a buzz, because this will go out probably the Friday before June 1st. Before June, June 1st is a Saturday, so it'll go out the day before. How many days in May? 30? 31? I can't remember.
31.
31, there you go. We're all the same. So it'll go out that day, and of course, June 3rd, that Monday, is Carol's last day of work. She's working till noon that day, then she's retiring. So we're having a little party for her at noon. Hopefully they'll upstairs across in the mayor's office. So if you want to pop by, you're welcome to.
June 3rd at noon?
Correct.
All right, thank you. And you expect to have a replacement before she leaves, right? That's your goal?
HR has been scheduling interviews. We've had five, I think.
HR is taking care of most of the interviews?
They selected, there was quite a few, according to her, over 40 applications. picked out, she skimmed through them, did some pre-screening on the phone with them. And then the mayor and I and HR have done the interviews. We have a second interview on Friday at 10:30. I'm not quite sure we're going to schedule another one with one of the other folks or not. We're debating that tomorrow morning, and then hopefully have someone on board Tuesday after Memorial Day, if they can do that, so they can spend some time with Carol getting the ins and outs of the department that she's responsible for.
Okay.
What if they need to give a 2 weeks notice their current job?
Then they have to give 2 weeks. That's the goal, is to have them start sooner than later.
Just curious.
Yeah.
Timeline,
they can make
short.
It, they make it. They can't, they can't. Just.
Okay. Unfinished business, discussion of projects and funding status. Everything's kind of quiet right now through the budget finalization process. We three of our projects seem to have made it through: the paving of the basketball courts at Camp Oakdale, the paving of Desjardins basketball courts, and the new playground at Desjardins, which is good. I know you're in good shape with bids for both the paving projects. If it's not too early, maybe you can try to get something going, try to get some quotes for the playground stuff, so we're ready to go.
Yeah. The playgrounds I had gotten...
we had them last year.
A year ago.
Yeah.
But, obviously things change, so I'll contact the same folks that put in quotes before and see if they're still good or they have gone up a little bit. Because initially we only had 25 for the playground, but I was able to convince them to give us another five, knowing that potentially the cost of steel and plastic would be going up.
Yep. And then the only thing I noticed, fact, the discussion tonight, it's more of a public works project, but looks like the cameras might get deferred for a year. That's on here to defer, move X amount of money to for cameras in public works capital to 25-26. And then the same for with the community center bathrooms. Now again, those are looks like they want to push them out a year.
They've been pushed out for 12.
I know they keep, and when you push it out, they end up getting more expensive. So again, those are more public work projects.
There are no bathrooms up there that are accessible right now. Not one.
Yeah. So So again, that there's not much to talk about right now with projects and funding status. Till we, you know, probably breeze through it next month, and then July maybe we can get going on some stuff. Community Center Exploratory Committee update.
Yeah, just a little update on. I think we're in the process of sitting down, trying to meet with the mayor on discussing three different phases of what we want to do down there. And it's just a matter of just getting together, Pete.
Yeah, probably. It could even be you, Pete, and I to put some things, some information together for the mayor so that he can put a package together to try to put these architectural services out for a bid. I don't understand why sometimes things, they can waive the bidding process and sometimes they can't, so.
May I speak? Point of
no,
order?
You may not. Yes, you may. Of course you can.
So when I spoke to the council chair about this, the reason being is that it's not a project that we have sent out and nobody bid on it. So it's, since it is such a large amount of money, $50,000, it does technically have to go out to bid, so it doesn't look like there's any favoritism.
Okay. Thank you for that explanation.
You're welcome.
I feel enlightened every time you chat. No, thank you, Kate.
So who's going to be responsible for that, to go out and get the three bids?
The mayor will. Once we kind of outline what we want in each of these three options. He's not looking for us to put a book together.
No, yeah.
So we just got to pick a time where we can get together.
Okay.
And do that. I don't know if we can even do it on the phone, but so.
Whatever works for the three.
I would have probably suggested we do it tonight, but you know, you had just come back from vacation, so it was too much to get your brain back into the work mode. Farmers market update.
Farmers market's looking good. We have the Memorial Day parade coming up this weekend. I was talking louder. We're going to be decorating for the Memorial Day parade to walk in that. And we have all the food trucks that we need. And then I went out to Ocean Beach. They had a vendor event. And I handed out our, what is it, postcard, basically, with the information to apply to be a part-time vendor on it. So hopefully we'll get a couple more applications for people, but or for companies, I should say. But it's looking good.
If you could send me the food vendor schedule so that I don't duplicate the same ones from Tuesday as well as Thursday for our concerts. I'm going to spread them out a little bit so that we don't, if people come and go, you just had those Tuesday. Or whatever.
Yeah, I can get that over to you.
Anything else?
I think I'm good.
Okay. Carnival Committee update.
Thanks, Rocky.
I'll separate these next time.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
All right. So for the carnival, we have the ride company confirmed, the fireworks confirmed. We have 8 food vendors aside from the carnival company confirmed, and I'm waiting to hear back from 4 others. So that'll be good. We have concerts each of the nights. I have a new contact for a new magician company to come in this year, which I need to give to Peter today, actually. And I need people to sign up to volunteer. So one of the forms that Peter sent out was for time blocks.
And it's in the hard copies here, too, if you want me to reference it.
So I need to know what times people can come in, because we need to know what time blocks we need for either somebody to volunteer, or we need to pay somebody to take that time slot to help us out.
So did the fire police are booked and committed, and we pay them, basically?
No, we don't. No, they...
Okay.
They show up. It's an all-volunteer program.
Do they typically want to need a donation or anything?
No.
No, nothing. Okay. Thank you.
So what type of... what are you looking to do? Just anything?
So the biggest thing that's a pain, and we're trying to do something a little different this year, is to take the attendance of everybody. The previous years, we were trying to tie a wristband around people, and we got really quick with them, but not
Excuse me,
quite quick
not
enough.
All of us.
I got really quick with them. So this year, we're going to try numbered stickers. Instead, to see if that makes it go quicker. So the attendance, and then mostly just walking around and making sure that, that people are having a good time, but that there's no issues that need to be addressed, or, you know, everybody's, you know.
Just overseeing, make sure vendors are all set with everything. There's
right.
No problem.
So we have a tent set up or camp, you know. So it'd be nice to have a couple people there. We've really never put any of our information out.
Right.
You know, so we've been wanting to do that. We just haven't really had the people to do it.
Yeah, so there's going to be a Parks and Recreation tent. We're hoping to put out, like, little, pamphlets is the right word? Something along those lines to just kind of, like,
answer
advertise.
Questions,
this is
information type stuff.
Right. Like, this is what we're doing. These are kind of the classes that we have coming up or programs that we're offering and... just so people know, you know, what they can do with Parks and Rec.
And the other goal, I think, is to free Pete up so he can be more available to take care of all the problems that may pop up.
Thank you.
he was stuck in parking lots, you know, parking cars, and wasn't available when we ran out of money or this or that. So anyway, that's the goal. So these are the times. If you just let Morgan, you want to court, or you want Pete to do it? I mean, if
either one of us, you just touch base.
Or both. Email them both.
Okay.
If you could just let us know so that way, like I said, I mean, he would need to get somebody to cover that we're going to pay to do it. And then my son and my nephew have offered to volunteer, but obviously they're just kids, so.
Okay.
Any questions? Okay. Facility walk-arounds. Commissioner Stone is not, and Mathewson are not ready because of Commissioner Stone, so we're going to...
Neither is Hillman.
Oh, I was going to take
no.
The, okay. So we will hopefully be ready for June. So I believe, John, you're ready? If anybody needs... this was something John sent out, if you need it. So John had Camp Oakdale Pavilion and Oxaboxo Brook Pavilion. The floor is yours.
Outstanding. The first three pages of the small pavilion. I know there's some concern about the supporting columns. The entrance to it. You have those. Oh, I'm getting in trouble now. The little stone guard. I mean, I guess we have to ask ourselves, what's the long-term plan on these facilities?
Is that Jimi Hendrix?
Showing your age.
Oh,
counselor.
I got some really good seats.
Sorry.
I kind of asked myself when I was looking at these, because I've used them, you know, with Boy Scouts and stuff. I never really looked at them the way I looked at them this time. The small pavilion, I mean, like the columns, they're starting to show and exhibit the same kind of rot that the large columns, or the columns in the large pavilion are showing. Like, on figure one, the small one, that's the entrance.
Yeah, I see us putting a similar sign to what we have for the dog park, the newer white sign in that white stone garden area, because it's closer to the road. People driving by, it's hard to see that orange one.
Yeah, But it, I don't know what I call it, curb appeal.
Yeah, it's fed up a little bit.
So, if you don't mind me backing up, the posts, they look like they stop above ground. They don't go into the ground like the large pavilion.
It does look like
that.
Do they go on the ground or they? They do.
I'm sure they do.
So it's the same system.
It's the same thing.
Okay. So we should start thinking about that this needs the same work done.
Correct.
Yeah, you look at figure three there, and it's kind of typical what the columns look like on the second page.
Yeah, see, to me, that looks like it stops, that it doesn't go in the ground.
It almost looks like it is sitting.
Right?
It's a little bit of that rot where the...
it's rotted that much.
What wood does when it gets like that?
There's certainly
that
more
base
square,
that's touching the ground.
The columns are certainly more square than they are at the large pavilion. The large pavilion ones are rectangular by a lot.
Yeah, and the large pavilion ones are actually glue lamb. These look more like just posts.
It's pressure treated wood, most likely. Okay. But I don't know what its era is, but they're starting to show the same fade as the large pavilion.
No, not having lived here all my life like some of you folks. John Carlson was telling me it was about 78 or so that they built the large pavilion, and this one may have been shortly thereafter maybe. So I mean it's old. You know, it's 50 anyway.
So and were the bathrooms open when you were there? Or you couldn't see them. Okay.
Well, there's trees.
So the other thing is, I didn't realize there. Did you know there was a trail up there?
I only learned that just recently.
Yeah, I heard that a few days ago. When I was at Mix of the Sticks, Matt told me that it's actually a pretty decent sized trail, and I never knew that. And I asked him, you know, because I guess they do cut it from time to time, but. We last year and maybe even the year before identified that our trails at Camp Oakdale aren't marked that well.
Correct.
The beginning and the ends of them. We, you know, again, I'm not trying to take away from your report, but I don't even know where they begin up there. We probably ought to look at marking them somehow, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, like both facilities are kind of like in a state of disrepair. I mean, if it was my house or something, it was mine, I wouldn't be happy in the condition that they're in.
One of the attachments that I had sent out was this list of, our discussion points for projects. And so that lists some previously identified items for both these areas. As part of your... Could you look at those?
I did not see that list. I actually looked at this with just fresh off face.
Yep. But now that you've walked it, now that you've seen it, taking these, could you look at that list and?
No, I didn't.
But no, I'm asking, could you?
Yeah. Well,
and then
absolutely not.
No way.
And we can. What I want to do is try to add or subtract from that list.
But I mean, like,
so we can summarize what we're trying to accomplish at these two places. So.
And yeah, I think we have to ask ourselves. I mean, what's our goal? I mean, everybody talks about development, but there's never anything in maintenance of something.
I think I'll take a hit here, John. I probably should have showed you all this stuff before we sent you out on this mission.
How often does that pavilion get used?
Pretty much only on the weekends. Excuse me. Obviously not as much as the large pavilion, but for the smaller ones, it is being used this weekend as well as next weekend. In the peak time, June, July, and August, at least three times a month over the weekends, I would say. Certainly the bathrooms aren't new at all. They're old. Well, everything is old up there because it hasn't been touched since 1980 or so. But yeah, it's used for the small groups. You know, there's 6 picnic tables there instead of 22. But there's plenty of parking there, so you could have probably up close to 50 people there if you really squeezed them in.
Is there a grill? Is there a grill out there?
Yeah, there are.
There are grills.
Yeah, new grills.
How many are there?
A couple years ago.
One of the new ones up there?
Yeah, I put 2 at the large and 1 at the small. At least.
I got pictures of them.
Yeah, John, what I was referring to, so last year when we did this, for this Oxabaxo Brook Pavilion, structure should be inspected, needs signage, parking lot needs to be paved. Now, we know we're not really...
the small of the...
This is a small.
The parking lot wasn't in too bad a shape.
At least it's paved.
Yeah, it's paved, and it's not, there's no real heaves in it. But, like, you drive up to it in, like, Little Island, with the white...
And then at the large pavilion, with some of the, you know, obviously fixing the pavilion is the number one thing we've been working at, but there was talks of trying to put some landscaping around the bathrooms so they're not just staring you in the face.
A block that got dropped out of the sky.
Need some scenery on the sides. It looks like a forest.
What would it take for us to actually put, like, I don't know, flowers or bushes or something like that where the white rock is, though?
Time and money. But again, isn't there some new committee?
Yeah, there's a, like, beautification committee or something, right?
Yeah,
how do we get on their list?
Do you know what I'm talking about? I don't know the name of it. You may speak.
Committee. So I actually put notes down, and I know who to get in touch with for that. But I'm looking at the small pavilion, the street view picture like that. I know that you're planning to put a sign in there, but that would probably be, you know, after the curbing is fixed. It looks like it's been taken out by a plow or something, perhaps.
That would be a good
project for them.
Yeah, you have to watch putting a sign there, though, that you don't block your line of sight coming in and out, because I was up there 2 weeks ago, and you can't really see that well to the right from there. It's pretty bad.
They go pretty slow around that corner.
Yeah.
Also, about the outhouse... I mean, we've been asking for years. I'll ask next week when we meet. But I think we were looking more for, like, taller trees, ornamental trees or something to, correct me if I'm wrong.
To hide it.
Kind of hide it,
right.
As opposed to, you know, just make it look nice with, over at the large pavilion.
What about, like, Boy Scout troops or Girl Scouts that do community service projects? Why wouldn't we I know they've done one at the library. Like, why wouldn't we ask around if that's something that they'd be willing to do?
You could give them a list for, like, Eagle Scout projects. Not just, you could probably get fairly complicated projects for them.
Yeah, but,
you know,
that offsets the cost of paying for it if they're doing community service projects that go towards badges or whatnot. I didn't have Girl Scouts, so I don't know, but whatever they do.
Definitely.
Just an idea.
Yeah, the Eagle Scouts have always done a lot for the community, especially our parks out there. In fact, that's how Houghton Trail got done. That was an Eagle Scout project that was over 2 years in the making.
And I know a Girl Scout troop did something like some kind of garden at the library.
Yes, they did, yep.
So, I mean, just an idea.
Yeah, when quite a few of them actually meet at the community center, you know, it's kind of a little payback, so that would be nice. I think there's 5 Boy Scout troops and 4 Girl Scout troops, or 5, 6 and 5. There's almost 10 on... between the two of them, so you would think that maybe they could join forces and do it together.
So I don't think we answered your question, but we gave you some more information.
Like I said, I've never looked at them the way I had to look at them. You know, you're there. You could be president at one of the, you know, either one of these, and you're more worried about your kids running around and looking at the ceiling.
No, can get in trouble.
So you're looking at it through that eye. I ask, what, you know, we got a long-term plan. How do we want to keep making these better? They do have an air of they've been kind of forgotten.
Well, and if you maintain it, then you don't need to replace it 30 years later.
They are shoulder.
So I mean, I think that's a, you know, that's a good point from, you know, from a different set of eyes that, you know, I've never thought of that. Hey, what do we really ultimately want this to be? We've been chasing for 3 years trying to get the pavilion fixed. So it doesn't fall on somebody's head. So, you know, not to be make a joke about it, but it's true. We haven't been able to think about anything else. So, I appreciate your input on that. And it looks like at least the first phase of fixing the main structural part of the pavilion will be done in a couple weeks. Billy Karen wants to meet us down there to discuss the additional work that needs to be done down there. So I'll try to include you on that.
Yeah, I mean, if you go to the large facility, you drive into that part, that it's, there's no per se parking at that location.
No, John, you know, 2 years ago, that was number one on one of our lists, was to put a parking lot there with handicap parking, handicap path, so you could, and the public works director has a mandate that's just the opposite of that. They are trying to not have paved surfaces. They want
you could get away with non-paved, but there's no designated. Just can drive up and drive everywhere.
There's nothing.
You could turn it into a four-wheel drive course.
So we don't have a plan, and I know other towns have actually hired planners, and I think we now have a planner, don't we?
We do.
Okay, and I think that's another thing on our list. I've been asked to meet with a planner at some point. Maybe we should invite him here. You know, again, I don't know if he's a full-time position, and maybe we should have him here and maybe even call a special meeting just to talk about all our facilities and kick around ideas.
You could drag him to every facility. Have the meeting there.
So,
what about talking about the parking lot? Do we have millings laying around that they could put there?
The problem with the millings is that
you put it down heavy enough and you roll it and you can still paint some kind of lines. If you're looking away to get away,
we had a whole facility of millings at one point, but they were deemed to be hazardous material.
Supposed to eat them,
right?
Yeah. Driving
yeah,
on
them. Yeah, there was quite a few of them. They still have some at Public Works.
Yeah, if you drive by Public Works, there's a big
pile. Yeah, there's a big pile there.
But again, I don't know if once you put those down and roll them, I don't think it's a. What do they call it?
Impervious surface.
Impervious, yes, an impervious surface instead of a pervious surface.
So I know they've been used in places in London and parks down there that we've done, and they needed areas for parking. They just dumped them there and leveled them off, and we had a roller go in there and roll them down. And
I don't know.
There was no environmental issues no one brought up or anything, so.
Probably because they didn't get brought up.
Yeah.
Our previous director had a huge problem with them.
Even if you if there was like a curb that actually designated where the parking spot was,
right,
you'd have parking and then grass. Now it's just kind of, the parking slowly blends, you know.
Open season.
Yeah. Open season parking.
Totally agree.
And it does, it is, like I said, I never looked at it the way I had to look at it. It's distracting to it. There's no organization look to it. So then, I mean, the large pavilion itself, I would say, is in pretty rough shape, not just the columns. The facials are rotten. Looks like the woodpecker's been at them for a while in some places. The stairs.
So the stage is shot.
The stairs are shot. The stage didn't look too bad. And the volume, I bet you go to like this one. I mean, you can go to like figure seven on the large. That's the photos like at the corner of the stage. You know, that all that wood, you got to question it. And a really deep clean. But if you go to like figure nine, I mean, you can go to eight and you can get an idea what the facial looks like along the roof line. It's looking at it, that's like a tear it down and get rid of it item. Replace.
Yeah, and I think, Pete, not to cut you off, John, I think after the columns are fixed,
yep,
the second phase that they want to put out the bid is to replace the roof. The third, I think, is the stage area, I believe. So, and I'm not sure what's after that, but...
Well, they're hoping the roof and the fascia would be done at the same time.
Yeah, it would have to be. They'd have to replace the fascia before you could put your drip edge and stuff on.
Actually, we talked about a little bit about that this afternoon.
And like in figure nine, the only reason I took that photo, there's like plywood that's covering up, I would take to be an electrical service. And in this day and age, you got to look at it like it's a tripping hazard.
On which figure, John?
Figure nine.
Figure nine?
Yeah, it's like it's right at the left side of the pavilion's entrance way. I'm not quite sure it was done that way, but looking at it in the, in protecting a town itself, it's a tripping hazard.
Oh, you're saying that plywood on the ground?
Yeah.
You think something's under there?
Huh?
You think something's under there?
No, I didn't. Plywood. I didn't go poking on it. It's not mine to poke. I just went. I don't know if I thought that, but I would look at that as, like I said, a tripping hazard. That is a liability for us. The most con. Well.
So on point of order. So on farmers market nights, I use chalk spray and spray it every Tuesday.
So I'm not wrong.
You're not wrong.
So is it covering cables coming underneath or water lines?
I don't know what's in there. I just don't want someone to trip.
Service. Because this was probably built before power was available to it. So that would be my guess. The most concerning picture I have right now is figure 10. That is the lead support beam for the ceiling on the front of the building. The way the paint's peeling and heavy peel, I would assume that's got some water damage.
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
In your professional opinion, that little metal plate with a couple nails in it isn't going to hold that together for too long?
That's holding up a All right, so you got to go back to the theme. What do we want to do with this? That's a megaphone or a speaker of some kind. That's probably should be in a museum. But, you know, it's kind of distracting from
years.
What do we want to do with this facility?
Yep.
It's got a bunch of ad hoc items to it.
So I think what a good plan would be is that let's get through these. I don't want to call them emergent repairs, but they've been dragging on. Let's get through the repairs stage. And then I think it makes sense to maybe even form a committee, a subcommittee, to address some of this stuff.
It's a long
talk to the planner. Let's sounds like a good idea. Let's come up with some long-term plans for this area.
Is the roof one of the things that are out to bid already to get done, or is it in the works?
It's going to be in the works. Yeah, we believe we have the funding for that.
As of tonight, we do.
As of tonight, right.
They're meeting in the other room. So.
Oh. Also, talk louder.
Yes.
Okay.
They might have adjourned already, but. All right. Anything else right now? Thank you. Appreciate that. Mr. Carver, are you ready, prepared for tonight?
I feel less prepared now.
we certainly could defer if you prefer.
I would like to defer. That's my preference.
Okay.
It's
so move to defer. And Mr. I was assuming you would like to defer on.
Yeah, after seeing this, I think I would too.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a pretty good report.
Well, we kind of report on the community center.
I mean, I was down there and I walked around on it. And, you know, we all know it's an old building. It's been there forever. And
73 years.
Yeah, and I went down and overall inside, like you said, the bathrooms need attention. I think that would help. Cleanliness wise, it was really clean. I mean, it's really kept nice. And I talked to the ladies in the youth center, and they're very well organized there. Their areas are nice. I don't know how the roof is there. Is that an issue? Is they have leaking? I tried to see through the ceiling tiles. And
occasionally there'll be a spot here and there, but for the most part, it's held up pretty well.
Yeah, that's one of our challenges as to on these different options. If we just put a gymnasium there, is the rest of the building really going to last that long? But that's going to be up to a different crew to
decide whether that is, yeah.
Right.
And,
right.
The dance studio there is the new floors in there. That's good. And, you know, the grounds could be maintained maybe a little better with some flowers like we're talking. Get some ump down there, something in the front, more color or something. And
yeah, we had the front torn up pretty good last year with
the carnival.
Well, we just put a new playground down there.
Yeah,
I saw that. That's in good state. You know, everything there is good. Like I said, just overall, the grounds maybe a little more attention. I think maybe the exterior doors, maybe take a look and get them all the same color. If we can get them to paint all the same color instead of a gray and a pinkish and a, you know what I mean? It would make it. Otherwise, it looks good.
You get some complaints about some of the exterior doors, right? Or not really?
Not very often.
Okay.
Yeah, the
okay.
complaints are usually about the bathrooms.
Yeah.
And, you know, the off hours when nobody happens to be in the community center, people are on the playground or using the field, they want to go inside and use the bathroom. Well, there is
a portable. I saw there's a portable.
There's a portable out there in the back, but, you know, nobody wants to use it, so.
Right. And also, if there's a
bad rep,
maybe you can send the word to get a couple barrels for trash down in that area around the park. And
I
didn't think I saw
one or
any
two at the playground, but otherwise there aren't any. No.
Yeah,
right.
But overall, I for the like I said, the age of the building, it seems okay.
How many
it's a museum piece.
Picnic tables you got up there?
Yeah.
I saw three by the road, which I don't know why they're out there.
Yeah, the youth services use those three by the road. And those
for like lunch,
heavy iron. Or they take four people to lift those babies up.
Because
they do spend a lot of their time in the front lawn instead of the back parking lot because there's more grass. And around 3:30, the dance moms start pulling in, and
they've had some issues with them driving. They've coned off the area that they don't want, you know, where you're supposed to park here, but you know where parking is with people when they're in a hurry. They drive right through the cones, right through the kids, and drop them off right at the door. So they've been putting the kids out front as, you know, people are lazy. Right to the door.
But is that all you have up there right now is three picnic tables?
There's a couple at the playground.
There is a couple down there?
Yep.
We're going to be bringing in a couple more for the carnival, right?
Yeah, they will, yeah. They'll put those likely out near the food vendors. And a few underneath the tree.
Yep.
Okay. Bring a dozen, I think, 10 or 12 they bring out.
All right, we consider you done then. Excellent job. Thank you.
Yeah, we can see.
I was prepared.
Okay. We will move on. Horton Trail, I'll just skip that this week. The only reason I had it on there is that I did get the mayor did pass on my request to have the town attorney take a look at this. Where'd it go? Oh. And it's in here, isn't it? Thank you. Yeah, so Rocky, as I mentioned to you last week, I would try to get the town attorney to render an opinion on the Horton Trail, walking trail. Rich Cody was unable to find anything expressly to the contrary in the charter, which to me says a whole lot of nothing. He went on to say legislative acts like the passing of a resolution are presumptively valid. And that's about it. So
what does that mean?
I had further conversations with the mayor, and then once we get through this budget process, we're going to readdress this. I still strongly feel this is a park and rec facility and should be under our guise. So, the last thing, job description subcommittee. We're not really in a hurry for this, so we didn't get together. But
I thought you said July.
Yeah, I'll thank you for reminding me that. I was feeling guilty.
No. I'm not wrong. It says July,
so
right?
We will get a meeting together for July. Thank you, both. I wish you told me that a couple weeks ago. I would have slept better.
Sorry.
Okay. New business. I don't believe we have any new business to discuss, unless anybody...
At the beginning of this year, we did not decide on one of the meeting dates come, like, the summertime. Is that June? Am I misremembering? Am I going cray-cray?
We have all our meetings assigned.
We have all our meetings assigned? Okay.
We do. Would you like...
I'm pulling up the...
You get his report. It's the next day.
I could either send them to you, or you could just look at the calendar and go through month by month. But
no,
we,
I'm
we
very...
have them for the whole year.
Okay.
June 19th.
I don't know what I'm remembering then, because there's something that doesn't have a meeting in June. She's raising her hand.
Yeah. It's Juneteenth that day.
Yeah, that's why. That's why.
So I believe that the town hall is closed that day, so that's going to need to be rescheduled to a special meeting.
Back... In January, we decided not to schedule a meeting for Juneteenth because we knew that it was going to be closed. And then we were like, okay, what day are we going to do it? And then everyone was saying, let's do it this day. And then we decided, we're just going to figure it out in May.
And this is May.
My noggin is right where it's supposed to be.
So I am looking at...
You were supposed to have him under control.
So January...
No,
so this should be in the January meeting minutes.
Yes.
I'll pull them up. Hold on.
Why not meet before the carnival?
I know Miss Gloria is going to have my back on this. It will be reflected in the minutes.
Point of order. Don't know what all you're right. talking about.
Who has a calendar?
I'm pulling it up. Hold
yeah,
on.
I don't see it in. I don't see anything in here. And I'm again. I'm looking in the meeting minutes for January 18th, 2023.
January 17th.
Oh, 2023. Maybe that date didn't get changed.
This Tuesday, Tuesday.
Why are these 23?
Well, they have to be posted before the new year, otherwise you'll have to have special meetings, so you may want to check December.
Well, who has a calendar? Let's pick a date.
Go for Tuesday.
I have a calendar.
So the 19th is a Wednesday, right? What's the 18th? A Tuesday.
The 18th is a Tuesday. Here, actually, would any conflicting meetings be already posted to the town website?
Yes.
Yes.
So we can just check Montville's town website and pick a date that's empty, and then we can
just go. Well, but look at June. Look at that Tuesday. Same week.
Pick Tuesday.
Let's see.
It's just there, guys.
The 18th or the 20th?
June.
I can't do June 18th.
That's a perfect
I have a conflicting meeting.
The Wednesday before
the
June
market opening night, people, come on.
Please don't do that to me.
So nice. So what's June 18th?
June 18th is chock full of a lot of stuff happening.
Okay, how about the 20th?
The 20th only has Inland Wetlands Commission and the Gardner Lake Authority.
Okay, where are those?
At
are
they six in the 7?
The Inland Wetland is Council Chambers.
And what time is that?
Probably can't do 6.
That. Yeah, they're usually long. Okay. No?
Well,
they postpone them a lot?
Well, they did for tomorrow.
Now, we could do June 5th. June 5th. The only thing scheduled. Oh, never
early
mind.
June's bad for me. I got June is. There's a lot of stuff.
The week
like
of the 18th.
We have a carnival
have
subcommittee
training.
Meeting.
Just graduation. Yeah, right.
Week of the 18th, that graduation
carnival.
Week.
What's the next week look like?
Summer camp.
Public Works is on the 26th at 5:15.
We could do Thursday, June 27th. There is nothing scheduled.
What about Wednesday, June 26th? There's just Public Works. That's only about an hour long.
And
that's not here.
Okay, Public Works. Yeah, it's not here. So we could do Wednesday, the last Wednesday of the month. The mayor's here. He's going to help us figure this out.
All right.
Perfect timing, Lenny.
So June 26th.
June 26th.
26th.
Wednesday.
All right. So I'll have to do a cancel this meeting, schedule a special meeting. Right?
Yes.
Okay.
We'll all have Juneteenth tans from celebrating that lovely holiday.
Thank you for having a good young memory.
My memory is both young and good. Don't young worry. And good?
That will change with age. Right?
No.
You also are the only one remembering to speak into the microphone.
I have mastered that part.
All right. New business is conducted. Anything else? Remember anything else?
No.
Okay. Communications, email from Manuela Vasquez. I thought I sent a copy of this, but evidently I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I did? All right. So anyway, I had my copy. Where'd it go? No. There's a couple things. First, it started off with pointing out that some of our dates in the May newsletter were wrong, like the date of the parade. So, you know, Pete, we really don't know the dates of these things, so we probably need to, I don't want to say do a better job, but we have to rely on you to make sure these dates are right. We can discuss content and stuff, but we don't really know the dates that some of these things are at. So then he was went on to find other rec. I find that other rec and park places do tend to cater to middle-aged group more. He was basically saying we don't have enough programs for not kids, not seniors, but for the middle-aged group. So Matt sent me a email about that and said, you know, for the middle-aged group, we have tag sale, carnival, farmer's market.
In the newsletter that's going out in June, it had like five or six things that adults could take part in.
Yeah, concerts, food truck festival. I know we talked. I found it, by the way. I think someone was reaching out to you again about maybe starting the softball program again. I don't know if that went anywhere.
Not yet. They haven't come back. A dance fitness class going to potentially be starting up early June.
So, I mean, I do want to respond to this. So I don't know if anybody has any other things. I haven't seen that as something we don't have programs for.
We have, you know, we have an adult tap class, which has, I don't know, seven or eight folks in it. We have karate that we have adults involved in. There's 23 folks in the yoga class downstairs. We have volleyball Wednesday nights that we have almost 40 people showing up for. That ends in May, but then again, they can go outside and use the outside volleyball court. Of course, pickleball and tennis is just all over the place. Basketball courts, softball fields, baseball fields, lacrosse, soccer. And we don't have organized leagues for those, but there are oftentimes people come and get a pickup game going on, especially basketball in the summertime. Those two courts are packed until 10:30 at night with folks playing. And that doesn't include, I mean, that's just stuff we do. There are things like right tonight, I think it's Monday and Wednesday nights, if I'm not mistaken, Mayor, at the Polish Club, there's a Zumba class. So there are private opportunities for folks to get involved as adults all over the place. So, and adult education that is actually the Montville Adult Education is contracted through New London Adult Education, if I'm not mistaken. The booklet's put out because I get it at my house. And it's, you know, not only, you know, maybe some fitness classes, but there's also actually classes you can take. So that's not something we want to duplicate. I mean, I wouldn't run an algebra class if they're doing it in New London. Not that I know anything about algebra anyway, but, you know, we certainly don't want to duplicate what's going on out there. But maybe just steering her in the right direction on where to look, maybe, because there's plenty of stuff.
So let's do this. Let me draft something. I'll send it to you, and then maybe you can.
Yeah. Indoor sports.
Is she looking for something?
She's saying we had nothing. I know Matt took offense to that and said, you know, this is just off the top of my head. We do have things.
But she also says that she hasn't participated in Montville programs since yoga was moved to Town Hall. So we haven't gotten rid of yoga, but it sounds like she doesn't want to come to Town Hall to do it.
Well, the instructor is different as well.
We have more people having in the yoga program, now, but then you don't want to come to it because it's here. So. That's counterintuitive.
You're winning.
So maybe we need to look at, you know, our webpage or something like that to see if some of this stuff is just buried. I'll bring up along these lines. I got a phone call. A girl. Her name was Rebecca Palmer.
Spoke with her, yeah.
You did? Okay.
Yeah,
she ended up calling me.
Yeah.
She owns a pickleball, indoor pickleball complex up in the Adirondacks, and was coming down this way and couldn't find. She had heard there's pickleball courts here, went to the website,
There's not a word about pickleball anywhere on the Montville Park and Rec website. Not a word. So I talked to her for about, you know, 10 minutes. I actually connected her on our, not our, on the TeamReach site.
Yeah. Yeah, she posted on that as well.
Yep, she did. Connected her with Barry. They were actually supposed to play yesterday, but then I think the weather kind of... What's today? Today the 15th? Mm-hmm. Today. She was in town today, actually. Oh. They were supposed to play today. But I think the weather kind of got in the way. But she brought up some good points. We, you know, there's not a word about our facility on anywhere on the town website. I know it's still a relatively new facility, but we haven't initiated anything about having lessons, right? We haven't initiated, I know, remember the seniors going to play pickleball. I don't think any of them have been anywhere near the courts. I don't think anybody's reached out. I don't know whether we need to take the initiative.
They were thinking about having a league, and they haven't, that hasn't started yet. I don't know if the ones who are interested in that league are already playing there or not, but there's been two tournaments that have been.
So I mean, I think this is something we can improve on and try to, you know, find a place to at least broadcast that we have these pickleball courts. Now I know they're used as 500 and $578 members of the TeamReach site now. Anytime the sun's out, I drive by there, and I'm out, I drive by there. The courts are loaded. The tennis courts, not so much. I think we really should consider getting some pickleball lines painted on those tennis courts.
Yeah, St. Bernard's played Montville on those tennis courts just last Friday. They had some matches. I think there were three matches that had been rained out from a previous day. And St. Bernard's, had been at St. Bernard's. They couldn't use their courts that particular day, so they came over, and half the kids who weren't playing played pickleball, and the other half played tennis. So it was kind of nice to see that they were used.
Yeah, and I mean, the courts at the school should be getting finished up.
Yeah, this summer. Yeah, they'll be finished. Yeah. They still practice on them.
They do.
Yeah.
They do, but they couldn't play on them.
No.
I actually asked the coach why they couldn't at least have some of the matches at Camp Oakdale, but they didn't want to split the team up. No. So
they have to pay for busing.
Okay. Remarks from the public? Remarks from the public?
Oh.
The mayor has the floor.
Did the director tell you about the interviews we did for the replacement to Carol?
He did.
Okay, I'd like to see the, once the high school courts are done, I'd like to see the pickleball lines be painted on the existing tennis courts.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Any more remarks from the public? Remarks from Town Council Liaison Southard. The floor is yours.
Okay, so my marching orders are to send Peter the food truck schedule. You want me to get in touch with, see what we could do about getting the garden committee, get a hookup with them. And what else do I have here? Carol's party. Okay, so the bathrooms at the community center, I know that counselors Karen and Lathrop will be meeting somebody next week to take a look at those and see if there's any way that something can be done that's not quite as pricey as the original quote. What's that? Yeah, they're meeting with the contractor, yeah.
Do,
Do you agree, though, that I'm assuming they voted yes for it, that they moved the funding for that to 25-26?
I'm going to just be honest. I've looked at so many numbers over the past few weeks that I can't answer that.
Yeah, it was on the agenda
that.
Tonight to move $130,000 for the community center bathroom. That's what I'm assuming these are, to capital fiscal year 25-26.
I can tell you that, yes, that money was moved. It was necessary, and there's opportunity for other funding to make up that difference elsewhere. So if we can get the contractor to reconsider the existing funding money, what we have, then we'll make it work.
Okay, thank you.
We moved it, but we've got another plan to replace it.
Got a plan B. All right, thank you. Sorry, Kate, didn't mean to take this time. I'll grant you some extra time if you need it.
You're not sorry. Okay. And I know last summer I had spoken to Kathy Peck about senior hours. I know you had, Peter. So I don't know where that stands at this point. If that's something that they're still interested in, maybe somebody should reach out to Kathy Peck and ask her. Chair. And... okay, and I think that that's all I have written in all my notes. Okay.
When are they meeting with the contractor down there?
I don't. Monday?
Monday morning, 9 o'clock. Okay.
Are you available?
Yeah, I'll be available.
Would you mind if Bill came? Thank you. If you're available,
I'll stop by. Yep, thank you.
Remarks from Recreation Director Bushway.
Again, I'll be touching base with the three renters at the large pavilion tomorrow due to the construction that's going on. Kind of feel them out, see if they still want to use the facility. My goal is that they do use it. Again, the discussion I had with the contractor and Director Carlson this afternoon was that they were supposed to leave the facility open and usable and only fence off the areas that they were working on. So hopefully they have done that. I'm going to go check it again tomorrow before I make those calls to make sure that that's happened, because it's a little dark out right now.
They were there today, right?
They started today, yeah.
I'll swing by on the way.
Yeah, I was, they were only supposed to do either one side or the other. But they started doing, there are 13 columns, so they went and did the seven from the parking lot, lack of parking lot, towards the stage, and they were going to do those 13, those seven, or actually 14 first, and then the other six later once they completed it. Well, what they did was they jackhammered the concrete out of all of the pillars, and then they're going to put, I'm hoping anyway, fencing on both sides of those columns on both sides of the pavilion, and all the tables are now kind of in the middle of the facility. So hoping it works that way. I'm going to take another look at it tomorrow morning. I spoke to Sean, and who was one of their supers there, as well as John Heller, who happens to be one of our youth coaches. And, you know, John assured me that they should be able to use it without much difficulty. I'm not sure what they have planned. I have to go look it up. But I know the high school is using it Friday night. But they only had like 30 or 40 folks coming. So it's a small event. But I didn't have time today to look at what was going on for
the
event.
Yeah, give them a call. Yep. If I see something, I'll text you, and Kate, I'll include you too.
Yep.
Let you know what I see.
Yep.
Yep.
As far as lining those tennis courts with pickleball lines as well, that's easily done as far as just getting a contractor to do that. The difference is the pickleball court net is an inch lower than the tennis net, and can't lower the tennis nets an inch. They're kind of a fixed number. So if they don't mind more of a practice, no big deal. But you know, or maybe a warm-up area for them. I mean, that's one of the other reasons they didn't do the high school ones double lined either, because the net.
Actually, a couple.
I don't know why they made the net an inch lower. I mean, what's the point? They just make them the same. Jesus,
I think they are doing about putting some of the lines on the high school ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought they couldn't because of the
ECC. Yeah.
I
get on the mic.
They can't if they're going to use it for ECC tournaments. It's not allowed.
Just don't hold the tournament there.
That's money.
That's a lot of revenue for the schools.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's something to keep an eye on. You know, maybe at some point we convert one of the courts to a couple more pickleball courts.
Yeah.
So,
or find a.
It shouldn't be all that much. Way to right?
make it work. Isn't there that area that used to be tennis courts? Not
behind there?
Behind the shed.
Yeah, but we don't have another $600,000. the tree that grew on was taken down when they took down the old courts.
That's all I got.
All right, thank you. Remarks from the commissioners. Noah.
Nothing.
John.
Nothing.
Bill.
Nothing.
Morgan.
I expect to see every single one of you at the carnival. And at opening night of the farmer's market. And. Huh? And the parade.
You're marching, right?
Yeah. I've done that before. I'm going to get my steps in that day.
Oh, you better get them in.
Barry?
Nothing.
No, and I've said enough tonight. Thank you. Call a meeting, adjournment. Motion to adjourn at 7:48.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Thank you, everybody.